Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Uncanny Treks Covers, the show that I refuse to call by its name, the show that I just call the Superman 2023 cartoon. I am Bob in Cascadia. That is Matt in the Southland. Matt, how are you doing tonight?
Doing okay, Bob. I really wish they would air this show not at midnight on Adult Swim, because I don't understand why it's considered an Adult Swim show. Yes, they use the word damn it one time. But come on.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, I don't understand who their target demographic is here. I mean, it doesn't seem it's an adult-oriented show at this point.
Yeah, is Adult Swim just adult-oriented cartoons?
It's a lot of anime, but why at midnight? I mean, come on. Midnight, why?
Yeah, that is weird. I mean, because it does seem it's really going for a kid-friendly audience, right?
Oh, totally. They can make toys out of these things if they really wanted to, and people probably wouldn't buy them, but I'm saying they could.
It is interesting that it's successful enough to get a season two, but it's not successful enough to get a normal time slot or to get toys. I got the feeling that originally they were developing this and that upcoming Batman Caped Crusader show for HBO Max. Then the Discovery merger happened, and then Discovery started looking like every avenue of profitability they could. So they licensed or sold, or however the deal worked, the Batman show to Amazon, but it seemed nobody took the Superman show.
It's possible, Bob. I don't know the inner workings of that. All I know is my HBO Max is covered with crap I'm never going to watch.
It's just weird that, as I understand it, it was developed for Max, and yet they do this ridiculous thing because they own Adult Swim.
It literally came out last night at 1 o'clock, at midnight. I had to record it.
Oh, you don't have Max anymore?
No, I have Max, Bob, but I wanted to record it anyway just in case it didn't show up on Max so we can have this podcast.
Well, if it didn't show up on Max, I wasn't going to watch it, Matt. How would I watch it?
Because I would tell you what happened, Bob, and it would be very accurate, and I would save you the time.
I wouldn't have done that podcast, Matt.
I'm a good friend, Bob.
Is Jimmy Olsen a good friend? That's debatable.
Jimmy Olsen wastes a lot of money, Bob. Wastes a lot of money.
Hey, money spent on a boat is never a waste, Matt.
He rented a boat, Bob.
Yeah, that's not a waste. It's a good time on a boat. Don't you wish you were on a boat right now instead of talking about this show?
Yeah, well, that should be fun, Bobby. I agree. It'd be very fun.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend, but Matt's not on a boat. It seems sad.
Not on a boat, not on a yacht. It's not going to happen.
So my first thought when the first episode started was, man, the animation has really gotten even worse. But that actually wasn't the show. It was just the trailer for Smiling Friends, whatever that is.
Yeah, apparently if you like Adult Swim, you also like crappy animation. I guess it was very quick for them to make. I don't know. I don't know enough about it. But any commercial they try to throw in front of me did not meet my demographic, which is, once again, is this show supposed to be aimed at people who care about Superman? Or is it supposed to be aimed at little children? People who watch, like, we're talking teenage, early 20s?
I think it's aimed at late teens and early 20s would be my guess.
So we're reviewing a show that's out of our demographic.
Well, we review children's cartoons, Matt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right, Bob. Yeah.
If you want
to watch some good cartoons, watch X-Men 97. That's some good stuff right there.
That is some good stuff. The one other thing I will make about crap animation, in which, granted, I don't like the animation in this, but it's not as nearly as bad as the Smiling Friends trailer. But the Smiling Friends trailer animation looks a lot like that Aquaman show that they had on Max a while back. I don't know if you remember that. Or it looks a lot like that crappy Batman holiday special that was on Amazon Prime. Do you remember either of those?
Yes, I remember both of those, and I was managed to make it through like maybe 2 or 3 minutes of it and just gave up.
I think you did.
At least in my opinion.
Although I think you didn't see the Kents in the episodes. I really don't like the Kents. I like the Kents in general, but I don't like them in this cartoon.
I'm feeling they're going to die. That was her whole thing.
She enjoys men, but she doesn't need them sort of thing.
Correct. And it's just now she's this, I don't know, in 2024.
Thought about Lois and Clark's relationship on the prior season.
Well, Bob, they are like...
fit what came before and wouldn't be so strangely off-putting.
Love you. They're trying to write the 90s character in pretty cheesy. Maybe that's how love works now. Back in my
in a general sense.
All onto each other.
Yeah, yeah. Never mind. She's the best character of these two episodes.
But Bob, you know where that...
to you. I can't express why, but it just seems wrong.
Well, it's because Cat Grant is a creation of, like, at least in my opinion, I know this may be correct, she's more of a creation of, like, the late 80s, early 90s, like, working woman type stereotype you know,
yeah,
I don't need a man, I'm good, you know, I'm gonna use my that was her whole thing.
Yeah, it's like she enjoys men, but she doesn't need them. Sort
of. I guess we've moved so far past. In my opinions, or I love Christopher Reeve's Superman, Bob, just the best.
Yeah, that's because you watched it as a child and I didn't. That's the difference. Putting, you know.
I think, well, they're trying to write the '90s character into the show, in my opinion.
Yeah, although I will say, for whatever my complaints are about how she... This isn't hooking the sexual sense. The schedule wasn't so weird. Last year, it dropped reading his poem, so, you know, never mind. She's the character of these two.
The point is, they're not advertising it to kids, which I think that... I mean, I feel like they should, because this is pretty... This is a decent Superman kid show, if they really wanted to go in that direction.
It's not what I would like, Superman. Yeah, very good.
There are so many people right now just clicking off this podcast because you keep saying these mean things about Superman, the great things that have come out.
Matt, you want to know what I think? What? I don't like this show, but I think it's better. Although I do wonder if it's... One other question, though, but is it maybe a little too relationship-focused for the 10 to 15-year-old demographic?
Well, these relationships seem to fit with, like, how kids imagine relationships probably happening, so I would...
Yeah, they have that, like we said, that kind
of... Also, Hank Henshaw's design, Bob, totally looks like Clark. Did you get that? Did you catch on to that? Very similar in build, similar in face... Hair, everything.
Almost as if he's going to become a cyborg Superman.
What, Bob?
Hank, I wasn't buying it.
This show is coming on at midnight, though. No kids are watching this. They're not
going to
get the
no. Yeah, when it was basically fantastic. The schedule wasn't. Maybe one other possibility, which might be what you're saying, or it might be slightly different. You know, these big Kryptonian robots. Maybe he'll just merge with one of them.
Oh, that's a good point, too. I like that. Or maybe that's how he in one of them robots, Superman Kid Show.
We were in last season.
Yeah, because they had that. They sort of had a 50.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Speaking of...
As critical as I am of this show, and I am very critical, the Kryptonian robot design is cool. Because, like you say, it's got a Fleischer sense, but it also a little bit seems like the Bruce Timm cartoon from the 90s. And the robot anime hype to them.
Yes.
So, Matt, are you happy, speaking of kids, are you happy that Lois used to bang Hank?
Of reaching the demographic. Yeah, and also Hank Henshaw's design, did you get that? Did you catch on to that? Very similar in build, similar in face, hair, everything.
Almost as if going to become a cyborg Superman?
What, Bob? Hank Henshaw becomes cyborg Superman in an anime show? Really?
Although this show goes, I could see...
Apparently the Kryptonians did something wrong, started a war with the wrong people, and now... That's how they end up doomed, which is completely different, I believe, than like
possibility. Which what you're saying are Kryptonian robots. Maybe he'll just merge with one of them.
Oh, that's a good point too.
Like, notice that too. That they sort of tease, maybe that there's some sort of big opponent that beat the Kryptonians.
But he and
Mongols. Unless the enemy. Probably
there's got to be someone else. I'm just trying to think of who else we could think of.
Sort of Superman suit. It's a very clever design.
Yeah, they went out of their way to make robots seem kind of neat.
So the other option is like a failing empire.
These are all good options, Bob. Maybe you should write for this show.
You know it's very well.
Right, I think it is. I think that apparently the Kryptonians did something wrong, started a war with the wrong people, and now that's how they end up doomed. Different, I believe, than like what the usual tell.
Very much so.
You know, there being something going on with the world.
That too, that they sort of tease, maybe that there's some sort of big opponent that beat the... Jor-El gets us right.
I see Mongol.
Oh, guess. I wasn't that, but that's a good guess. Yeah, yeah. I was maybe thinking Brainiac, but usually you portray Brainiac as the Kryptonian computer, not Supergirl to start as a baby like Superman. Yeah.
Unless they went to war with Brainiac.
And narrative symmetry.
Brainiac is also within their Fortress of Solitude thing later. He's the one causing all the crap to go on, so I don't know.
Possibilities, which I don't think, but just other DC, you could do the Coons from the Legion, Dark Circle that we saw, Supergirl, the Supergirl in the Legion cartoon we watched a year. None of those seem especially likely. I think you're right that Mongol is probably Mongol or maybe Apocalypse would be smart money right now, probably.
Yeah.
Annoying to me.
It really did bother me, Bob. I didn't like it, honestly, because I prefer her to have those memories. Kal-El was a baby. They stuck him in the ship and flew him off. She remembers what Krypton was doing that direction.
I mean, I would rather they didn't do Darkseid because...
But I understand your argument about the symmetry piece. Yeah, you just want to kind of...
Do it better, 90s Superman confidence that we won't see Darkseid.
Someone...
Starro. Yeah, Starro's hot right now.
Starro would be kind of cool. We do see in the
dream episode,
we see this dude who's like Superman.
Season, Matt, that Sam Lane was going to become Darkseid?
Oh, yeah, it was. That's probably what's going to happen. Doomsday.
Yeah, although they sort of did with the Parasite at the end of last season, sort of.
Well, they said some characters in this episode, which they get that Kryptonite Fuse crap in.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably going to be your big bad. The only reason it hit me because you said Supergirl's going to turn bad. I'm thinking, nah, I think this dude's going to be the bad version of Superman.
You're probably right, but other possibilities would include it's a vision of future cyborg Superman. And so Jor-El gets us right to Supergirl, which on one hand is kind of interesting. And, you know, I guess in terms of like narrative economy, it makes more sense to have Jor-El introduce her to us now. And I also see why they want, you know, Supergirl to start as a baby like Superman sense in terms of
looks like
the idea. Like, I really like he's actually culture the best he can. And, you know, like you always have scenes where like Supergirl like comments about how funny his accent is because he learned Kryptonian.
Like I said, they need to previously on for the show because there were so many random ass characters that just showed up for one episode and went off to Striker's Island or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, honestly, because I prefer her to have those memories of Krypton. You know, having actually been there, because Super Kal-El doesn't. I mean, he was a baby. They stuck him in the ship and blew him off. But she remembers what Krypton was like. You know, that's that's a key piece. He's the one that gets infused with like the Krypton missing now.
Yeah.
But I understand your piece. Yeah, you just want to kind of
that does seem to
what the differences are. What's changed? They did with Tom King. I think that's
way. Yeah, if anybody's ever going to do a Supergirl, they should read the Tom King Supergirl, and then they should also read Steve Orlando's 4-volume run. That's how you do Supergirl. I also like the, and this is a weirder. Oh, sorry.
Completely left me. I'm sorry. We do see in the dream sequence advertising.
Yeah.
Episode. I don't know.
I think it was the dream, very, very mid sequence at the start episode, I think is what you're talking about.
Yeah, we see this dude who's like Superman. But he has like a robot. Mm-hmm. That's probably the bad guy that blew up Krypton.
Okay.
He's got this. I don't know what's on his head.
They did a reboot of the Challengers of the Unknown called the New Challengers that Scott Snyder co-wrote, and then they did a. This was back when Marvel Mr. Terrific and Metamorpho.
Okay, I did read that. Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, I did not like either series. I was super disappointed in the Terrifics, and I thought New Challengers was very bad, too. So I don't have good memories of it, but another book that I didn't read from it was called Damage and was a new character. And you remember the great artist Tony Daniel?
Villain, what is it called? The Big Robot that's in the Thor movie? Here's the thing, Bob, with Deathstroke. The only thing I liked about this episode is, but I don't know, Bob. I thought I said sword with the kryptonite on it. That was his saving grace. That's it.
I thought it was really stupid when Waller told him to get some kryptonite, and so he just stabbed the kryptonite with his sword. I thought that was insanely dumb. But I will in the right.
I don't know who
kryptonite residue on the
sword. If he was actually in season one, but he's got big ass robot arms. But he's
well. So it or go ahead.
Jor-El calling Superman. Philo, does that mean kid? Is that what that means?
I think it means son or kid, son. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was so confused with that. I'm like, what is it?
But he occasionally shows up in Zora Mystery, but he's the son of the Golden. It's not amazing or anything, but I like Zod. It's an interesting interpretation. And I like the gag in 90s, very 90s edgy. Yeah, yeah. Very, very kind of mid-90s post Sam Lane chastises Clark in the same terms at the end of episode 2.
So you like him as Odin?
Yeah, you're right. He's very much Odin. He's partially General Zod and partially Odin. It was supposed to be like a spinoff of, I think, Metal. And the idea was to have like a kind of imprint that was more artist forward than writer forward, more artist dominated. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I do. I vaguely remember this too because I remember it primarily artist dominated.
Yeah, I read two of the series that came out of it. They did a reboot of the Challengers of the Unknown called the New Challengers that Scott Snyder co-wrote.
She's all right with that.
Did a DC version of the Fantastic Four called that's Mr. Terrific and Metamorpho.
Okay. Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, I was, and I will say, like, I thought New Challengers was very too. So I don't have good memories of it. But another book that I didn't read from it was called.
She's gonna knows that he's always going to be there to save her. Although she does later on fall down something. And
an artist.
Oh, yeah, Tony Daniel.
Yeah, the prior episode. Forefront. Just tapping the guards unconscious. That was...
The rest of with Deathstroke. The thing about this episode is he gets that really badass sword with the kryptonite on it. That was his saving grace. That's it.
I thought my same was... See,
I might be 90% sure he was in season one, but I may be wrong.
Just stabbed the kryptonite with...
Badass sword. And they tried to be badass with is to... He got helmet. Mm-hmm. He got his helmet last.
Al Jesse.
And you're like, okay, called him.
Matt, how do you feel about this version of Luther? Good, bad, and I like how they did Jor-El here, like, or anything, but... I like Butch Warrior Jor-El, who's almost more like Zod. It's
not bald.
Like chastising Superman for bringing his quote fragile human good, and that like Sam, Superman, Lois, and Luther should all be about.
So you like him as Odin?
Yeah, you're very much Odin. He's partially.
Everybody seems way younger than they should be.
Yeah, we're talking, but when we only a couple sentences from him at the beginning, I was in it. In fact,
they really did Super Bowl wrong. Later.
Well. Folks, maybe we'll keep covering this. Maybe we won't. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, we'll watch the next episode.
I hope. I'm really not looking forward to the new gag. It's like the new gag, General Lane, Jimmy, and Superman living together, and it sucks.
That's going to be really weird. We'll be in the same.
Same apartment, Matt. Same small.
Hanging out.
But I just was so underwhelmed by the finale and just felt like there was nothing to.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, did they flag him as Luther, or was he just the assistant in the background?
They refused to record the episode. And in my head, as I, like, Ivo together. Well, Bob, we had a decent bit to say about...
Okay. I'm looking back at the notes of episode 3 and 4 to see if anything...
Shit, Bob's fact-checked me. This isn't good. This is not good.
No, you're probably just not sure.
I'm not sure. I'm honestly either, but I remember seeing him and thinking, man, he looks just like what they were trying to do with Luther in the Snyderverse.
Oh, is this kind of how Jesse Eisenberg does it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything in the notes, but... We do these shows in a very kind of not in a thorough way because it's not worth being. So that doesn't mean anything that it's not in the notes.
And that's right, folks. You know, they just said previously, oh, no, they didn't.
So are you?
I don't have time left in my life, Bob, to go back and rewatch season one of the show to give our fans a.
I mean, I have enough time in the sense that I'm dying tomorrow, so I'm not going to because it's not that good.
Yeah. So.
Matt, feel about this version of Luther? Like, different?
I'm a bit indifferent at this point because with it, it's, I mean, you really see.
Yeah.
He's not bald. He's got that autism type thing going
on. I feel like Superman, Lois, and Luther should be the same age. I would prefer them. I don't know. I think they all are supposed to. Meanwhile, if you want to hear us do good podcasting, patreon.com/uncannytreks, we're them like they're 12. So I don't know. It's hard to.
Yeah, everybody seems way younger than they should be.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I don't like this version of Luther, but I'm not like, I don't know. I'm not as upset about it as I am about them messing with.
Yeah, they really did Super Bowl wrong unless they come up with some crazy cool-ass way to bring her into the show.
And I guess one other thing before I kind of go to my final point is I was looking back over our notes. And at least in the first season, it, like, there was a lot of Easter eggs for this show, which was one reason we kept covering it, right? Like, there was like, oh, here's references to writers. Here's obscure characters. And it's like, oh, we're providing some value for the listeners, even though we don't love the show. That is something I didn't like about these two episodes is, you know, there was no fan service, Matt. There were
not really, no. Solitude. It has the whole crystal thing. We got the Easter egg about the poem.
Yeah, but then like all the inmates at Stryker's Island, like this could have been. We'll find out. Join us on Matt's void work at 6:30 in the morning, and also in this anime style, it's kind of hard to tell who's supposed to be anyone anyway. But that just felt like a total missed opportunity.
We got Hank Henshaw, Bob. Come on.
We did get Hank Henshaw.
You're just not satisfied with the Easter eggs. That's the problem.
Yeah,
It just didn't get your rocks off, Bob. That's it.
No, it didn't, Matt. It didn't. I guess my last point, so as this was ending, the you know, you may also like on Max came up. And the screen for the Batman, the cartoon that followed Batman the Animated Series, came up. And I was like, yeah, this animation actually does sort of remind me of the Batman. Do you feel that too, or do you think I'm way off base?
I think you may be a little off base, but I can see where you think that. The character designs can probably fit together. But I think
yeah.
if you see it in motion, it's not, you're not going to
think okay. And I haven't seen much of it in motion. Well, folks, maybe we'll keep covering this. Maybe we won't. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, we'll watch the next episode, Bob, and decide if we want to record on the next episode. Because honestly, I don't hate the show, but it's not like something I'm excited about. You know, I'm like, I can't wait. It's like I'm not looking forward to it next week.
Yeah. Well, and if listeners remember, I believe we basically said that every week last season, too. It's like, maybe we'll record next week. And we wound up recording every week until the finale, which I think maybe this was more me than you, but I just was so underwhelmed by the finale and just felt like there was nothing to it that I refused to record the episode. Because, like, what was there to say?
Right. Bob refused to record the episode, and we have an entire missing piece to our entire My Adventures of Superman because Bob wouldn't record the episode.
There was nothing to say.
Well, you don't remember what happened either, so
in the I remember being like, why there's no reason to record this. I have nothing on my notes. There's nothing to say.
Well, Bob, we had a decent bit to say about episodes 1 and 2 of season 2, so we'll give episode 3 a shot.
Yeah, we'll give 3 a shot. Meanwhile, if you want to hear us do good podcasting, patreon.com/uncannytreks. We're getting back on that X-Men 92 Young Justice coverage after X-Men 97. It's good animation. It's exciting stuff. Check us out there.
And folks, if you're thinking of going back and rewatching all of X-Men 92 because you just finished X-Men 97, perfect time to pick up our podcast on Patreon because you can just follow along with us.
We'll yeah, first like 6 or 7 episodes are free, I think.
Yeah, you give it a shot, see if you like it. If you do like it, subscribe. We got all the way up to season 4 of X-Men, right?
Yeah, we're in season 4 of X-Men and season 3 of season 3 of Young Justice. And yeah, we're going to try and go ahead and push and finish up this summer.
And if you are watching X-Men 92, trust me, as someone who was a little hesitant about watching Young Justice, you'll love Young Justice as well. It's like the DC equivalent, in my opinion, of the X-Men stuff. It's fantastically written. First couple of seasons are great. Well, I'll be honest, season 3, season 4, we'll see. But, you know, I enjoyed season 1 and 2. So.
Yeah, season 3 is the worst season. It's not bad, but it's the worst season. I think you're going to like season 4 when we get to it, I think. Maybe I'm wrong.
We'll find out, Bob.
We'll find out. Join us on Matt's voyage of personal discovery at Uncanny Treks on Patreon. I'm Bob in Cascadia. That's Matt in the Southland. Have a great night, everybody.
Thanks for listening.